Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right, it is, whether you like it or not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And first, head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. And get involved with other like-minded people. It will help you get stronger. You'll see how they come to their conclusions. You'll see how they approach things. I'm off because we're going to deal. Now, you guys have been, you OGs, right? The old listeners, OLs, I guess we can call them. You guys that have been around for a while. I have talked about these sex bots. They really were scary. They're really eerie when you look at them. And I'm not asking you to go out and look at them online, but if you do go out and Google these things, they're becoming very popular in Asia for whatever reason. And when you think about it, right? And you think about what's happening, sex is becoming, and I've said this on the show for years now, actual sex today is like kissing was in the 70s. You know, a pseudo expectation, it happened on a regular, and now it's just kind of like the hookup culture is whatever. Because, you know, us old farts, we don't get it. We don't understand all this. Sex is no big deal, but it is a big deal. It's a big deal from the heart. It's a big deal scientifically. It's a big deal chemically. If you're religious, it's a big deal from a religious standpoint. But we've gotten so cold and so disconnected that now bring in the machines. And I know years ago, well, not that it's changed, I don't know, but, you know, they had all kinds of toys and replicas. I'm trying to keep it clean because I know there's sometimes it's young people listening. Let's not forget the dolls and such. But now they're sex machines. They're actual machines, actual robots, actual AI. You know, artificial intelligence, it learns, which has got to freak you out. Right? And so I'm hoping, we're in L.A. traffic. If Barack Lori can make it, if he can't, we'll make sure he's here for a full hour. Somehow we'll pull it off. But that's going to come. So if you got young people or you're easily wigged out, this may not be the show for you in the next segment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, over 2 years into it, we're still being pummeled with religious intolerance in this company. What I think is really funny is that the LGBT plus community will get all over us because they don't get enough attention, that they feel like they're being discriminated against big time. And yet it's okay to take away Christian rights. It's not a big deal. Now, Duke University, their student government has decided to deny a Christian organization recognition. You know why? Not because it wants to run up and down the halls handing out Jesus pamphlets, but because they have traditional values. And what do you think about that? So now on a college campus, traditional values are not allowed. Anything goes. We're back to Animal House on steroids, right? And where are the administrators? I always blame the kids. Where are the administrators? Where are the people running the school? Are they hiding from the kids? Are they so afraid that the money's going to go? Look at a lot of these colleges that take it on hard liberal viewpoints have lost money. Right? Their donors have given them less money. And even in some cases, we've seen them come out and say, look, no more money till you change your ways. Some have lost enrollment. Enrollment's gone down in these more liberal universities. So Duke University Student Government Senate, they voted to deny recognition to a Christian group because it's leadership team requirements, which do not allow LGBT plus members, at least not on a leadership team. They have a right to do that. Members of the Student Senate raised concerns about Young Life's policy. The Senate also talked about how this could discourage people who are LGBT from joining the club. Now, I don't know why the young people today think that they are entitled to be accepted by everybody. It's not going to happen. Not everybody's going to accept you. It doesn't matter whether it's your sexual preference, your size, your height, your weight, the size of your nose, the size of your belly. You can't expect, you can't force everybody to accept you, your lifestyle, what you eat, what you don't eat, how you prefer to dress, the color, the music you listen to. Knock it off. Nobody likes you that much. Well, some people aren't going to like you that much. I'm sure your parents and other close friends and relatives will accept you any way you show up. But not everybody's going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And we on the conservative side get that all the time. I was at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. And there was a couple there. When they figured out who I was, they were very uncomfortable sitting at the table next to me. I don't know if they thought I had some kind of like invisible cooties that would crawl up all over them. And listen, there's nothing I say on the show that's nasty or hateful. You may disagree with it. You may find it makes you uncomfortable, but there's a lot of, hey, sitting in the dentist chair, I was uncomfortable. The group's sexual misconduct policy says that we do not in any way wish to exclude persons who engage in sexual misconduct or who practice a homosexual lifestyle from being recipients of the ministries of God's grace and mercy. Now, we do, however, believe that such persons are not to serve as staff or volunteers, which is the same thing in churches. All right, we'll deal with this more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. And yes, I was born to wave the flag. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Constitution Day and what it means. And some of you don't know what the... You know, I've got to tell you, though, I'm very excited. Because since Donald Trump has become president, the Democrats not only have learned to spell the Constitution or Constitution, they've actually found it. Now we just have to get them to actually read it. And then I think we'll be... okay, so... always. Now, I told you that this hour, if you've got little kids in the car... Throw them out because you need to hear this. You know, leave them at the corner, pick them up in about 45 minutes. Because I got to tell you, we've been talking about this on the show for a long time, off and on, and where society is going, how cold we've become, and how detached we've become. And, you know, Barack Lurie's in studio with me. You can see him if you're watching, or you can hear him when he decides to say hello. Say hello, Barack.
Hello, everyone. I love you all.
And let me see. I got to read the book here. You got to see the book. I'll put this up in front of my face because I know you'd rather see this than my face. See that? Is it up right side
upside
up?
Down.
Upside down. Well, that's what society is upside
right.
down.
If it's really very metaphorical, what just right. happened.
It's the rise of the sex machines. And we've talked about this. I mean, the first version of this, you and I were joking during the break, it's like the first brick of the cell phone.
That's right.
They were scary.
Yeah.
And then I saw some of the new sex robots recently. And they were scary because they were so real looking and
right.
speaking. So, what are you sitting around at night, got nothing to do?
Right. So why did Brock Lurie write this book? Right. And that's the burning question that you all have.
Wonderful, God loving family man.
What gives with this guy? All right. So there's a story behind this. And it's a legitimate story. I'm having a little feedback, or not feedback, but if you could just turn it up a little bit, I can hear it. That'd be great.
That. Okay.
All right, all the way up. Oh, yeah. All the way, baby.
How's that?
That sounds fine. Thank
okay.
you. Anyway.
<Keep going.
laughs> So I'm writing my sequel to Atheism Kills, and it's a three-part series, and there will be Atheism Destroys. Soon enough, it'll be available next year. But so it's Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, and the third one will be Atheism Steals. So I'm writing the first chapter of Atheism Destroys, and the first chapter is about how godlessness leads to the end of relationships.
Yeah,
relationships are everything, and people will be turning eventually to sex robots. The title was called Sex Robots. And it was going to be 20 pages. And then as I'm writing it, I find more interesting stuff. And I'm the logical flow and everything is coming together. And I realize now it's 50 pages. Now it's 75. And eventually I just say, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to make this a whole book. And I pull the whole chapter out. And here we are.
Wow. I could see you writing about this, and I can see why you would keep going with it in this direction, based on even the stories I've done. And I could see you probably could have wrote 800 pages, really, couldn't you?
Oh, easily. Yeah. There's a new story almost every day, but you know, I really did want to keep it to 250 pages or less, and it's about 230 pages. I think it's very manageable. It's a very fun read. I got to tell you, there's a lot of kind of interaction with me as the author and dealing with, you know, this pretend reader saying, come on, Barack, this is ridiculous. No one will ever trade, you know, silicon for the real flesh or whatever. So I kind of argue with the reader as we go along. But it's a powerful, powerful story. It's nonfiction, of course. But I'll tell you something. There are so many reasons why it is so inevitable that in 7 to 10 years, Joe, many women will be saying, I lost my man to a sex robot. And they'll all wonder, how did this happen? And by the way, this is not a misogynist book. I love women. On the contrary, it's an ode to women and to relationships and why we must fight for it. But the reality is that men, you know, they have no problem virtualizing sex, right? The porn industry is, what is
amazing.
It? I think 85% men, you know, and couples, of course. But nevertheless, it's more of a male endeavor, right? Relationships, by contrast, are a female endeavor. So what happens when you provide something like this, a sex robot, that replaces the reality of both sex and relationships at the same time? You've got a disaster on your hands, and that's where we're heading. And the more lifelike it becomes, the more inevitable it will be. And then, but there are other factors, Joe, too. I mean, think of all the factors that are causing us to race toward sex robots. Here they are. The Me Too movement. Feminism, right? A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Now, wait a minute.
Right?
Wait a minute. Eventually, you'll be able to sexually assault your sex robot. I realize that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would think that women would be very happy with this because, you know, the men are, you know, alone with their sex robots. It's not a life, you know, doing what they're doing, and they're leaving you women alone. I mean, you should be all happy, so to speak, right? And there are no diseases. You can't get pregnant, all right? I mean, it's almost a perfect storm in every way. Now, from the male perspective, it's also perfect. In fact, more than perfect. You don't have to worry about disease, like I just said.
Right.
But a sex robot will never accuse you of harassment, of rape, of assault. I mean, sex is a very daunting thing for men today, especially young men, Joe.
Especially in California now, on college.
It's terrifying.
Continual consent. How does that work? Is there an app for that?
I'm sure there's an app, but even, I mean, here's the thing. You can wait 5 years later. You think you had a nice relationship, and this girl decides, you know what? I think you raped me. Oh, and all of a sudden, you're dealing with this. It's a minefield. And imagine you're a young man now, let's say 14 or 15 years old. You know, you understand this thing called sex, but you also understand, by golly, it's a minefield. And you know what? Better not to even tread. So there's an interesting article that came out recently that says that men and women, but mostly men, are delaying sex. They're virgins at 26 years old. A lot of them. Not all of them, of course, but a lot of them. And they say, isn't that a great thing? And I'll tell you why it's happening. Because they're freaking terrified of sex. That's why. Can you blame them? So it resolves a lot of issues in a sense. I mean, and I put that in air quotes. The reality is that people are afraid of sex. And it evokes so many powerful issues. And then there's the run-of-the-mill issues about sex. You know, when you go out with a woman today, or a woman goes out with a man, sex kind of invokes so much emotion, right? Mm-hmm. And if you break up with somebody, well, you have to, you know, depending on the person, of course, they can react very, very violently. And here, a robot doesn't do that.
No.
So
just flick the switch and say, I'm done.
That's right. Exactly right. And there's so many other things, and I hear the music. So,
yeah.
Well, but I really want to get into
capitalism,
it.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're
going
to learn all about sex robots tonight. What else do you want to do? We'll be back in a minute with Barack Laurie.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, testified before the House Judiciary Committee for what the panel calls its first impeachment hearing. Democratic attorney Barry Burke asked Lewandowski if he didn't deliver a message from President Trump to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions because he thought it was illegal.
I didn't think at the time that the president asked me to deliver a message that anything was illegal about it. I didn't have the privilege to go to Harvard Law. So if you're telling me that in your opinion, that would have been illegal, then that's your opinion too.
A number of committee Democrats called for committee chairman Jerry Nadler to hold him in contempt for refusing to answer questions about his actions with President Trump and others in the administration.
I've been asked several times today whether the committee will hold you in contempt. That is certainly under consideration. But there is a far more troubling level of contempt on display here today, and that is President Trump's role in your refusal to answer questions.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You know, I wonder how much music from the late 60s and 70s could be played today. And you know,
that's true.
I mean, think about it. The young people are now protesting Netflix because they put Friends up, and Friends is it's against the gay and lesbian and Asian, and I don't even understand. I live on a different planet.
Where there were six white young people.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they were none of them were gay, and none of them were, and they're all apparently male or female, but not any of the other 57 genders.
We had the low IQ blonde, so that was a different
good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and by the way, I do love the music. I just want to say to your listeners out there, you know, I like coming to Joe's show. It's all good, but the reality is, I'm here for the bumper music. Because it's pretty damn good.
I'm glad you said that, because I have a listener that taunts me, okay? She sends me emails from time to time and says, when are you going to stop with that 70s music? It is 2019. What is wrong with
it's
you?
It's timeless. What
thank
do you,
you
want? It's fantastic. That was great music. My kids listen. I've got a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 7. They love this music, and not just because I play it, but because it's cool sounding. Anyway.
No, what's going to make you feel old is like me, when my son comes and he's got the song from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he goes, this is a great band. This is a great band. Really?
That was 50 years ago, buddy.
These people, they come up in walkers now. That's how old they
right.
are. Right? All right. This is the peanut gallery that just chimed in with Barack Lorie with his new book. And you know what? I got to tell you something. You're going to love this. Rise of the Sex Machines, okay? And you can get Amazon.
Amazon,
okay.
Yes, wherever books are sold, which means Amazon.
That's it. If you can find a bookstore in your hometown, I mean, I'd really be, but this wouldn't be found in those CD bookstores.
No,
okay,
no.
That's just so people.
No, and by the way, the subtitle of the book is, and it's a serious book, but also it's telling a story in a very amusing and a kind of sort of gotcha sort of way.
Yeah.
But the subtitle is How Our Orgasm to Go Culture is Affecting the World of Relationships. And it's very, very important that you read this book. We need to see the cliff over which we are going.
Yeah.
And it's a cautionary tale. Some people are saying that I'm too ahead of my time, but I'm not. I make predictions on my show and elsewhere, and I write, and I don't like it, Joe. But they always come true.
Yeah.
And the reason why is, I mean, it's a little. I feel a little bit like Wayne Gretzky, right? I mean, the old appellation to him is that the reason why he did well is not because he's faster or stronger. It's because he just knew where the ball, where the puck was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you where the puck is going to be for our civilization. Let me get this straight. Okay, so we have a world where they're telling us that children are no longer an asset, no longer a joy, no longer an obligation. They are instead a curse. They are a blight to society. Worse yet, they suck up our, you know, precious resources, and they spew off carbon emissions. It's a double whammy. So you're somehow a hero if you don't have children, right? You got that? And then, of course, well, if you don't want children, what's the point of having a wedding certificate? Why a marriage certificate? What's the point of getting married? So, of course, nobody's getting married. And why would they? Joe, I mean, everything's instantaneous today. You've got your Ubers, you've got your Grub, whatever.
Commitment.
Yeah, there's no commitment.
Think about it. Job-wise, I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, these new leases that have come up. I don't know if you've seen them on your app.
I know about them, yes.
Right. There's no more 2 or 3 or 4 year commitment. Now there's 3 months.
Right. Everything is just instantaneous.
Yep.
And it comes to you instantaneously. So like your music, if you like that song we just play in the bumper music, boom, you can download
it
in a second.
You don't have to buy it on vinyl.
Not at all. and likewise, books, if you want to do it, then may I recommend Atheism Kills or Rise of the Sex Machines on Amazon.com. But anyway, you can download it instantly. Right?
Yeah.
And if it comes in a day, well, that's even too long as it is. Everything is fast, fast, fast.
Yeah.
And so and our banking, for example, stock trades, you name it, you can do really quickly.
Phone, you know,
and your phone, yeah.
ATM cards, right?
Yep.
Now
it's all right there. You can deposit your check from your phone.
You know, we sound two old guys complaining about new technology. You know that, right?
No. I love these things. These are efficient.
I do too.
I love the Ubers. I love the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
I mean, I use them. It's great.
Yeah.
But the problem is, people get so used to this instantaneous culture, what I call insta-sex, that they develop this notion that, well, gosh, I should get my orgasm quickly too.
And
so it is. It's orgasm to go. And there's a chapter called Orgasm to Go. And it's exactly what you're seeing on Tinder. All these websites that you're seeing.
Yeah, the hookup sites.
And here's the freaky thing about it, Joe. The freaky thing about it is that most women do not want to be on Tinder. But now they have to be on Tinder. You know why? Because that's where the men are.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
Yeah. You know what? You made a comment that you went by pretty fast. My uncle was a Boston cop back in the 60s and 70s. And I remember being at McDonald's, and we're sitting there and on a station wagon, on the tailgate of a station wagon. Go figure. Anyway, I remember he was complaining to my aunt, and he's saying, you know the problem with these places? Because it was one of the first drive-thrus. He said, it's instant.
Yeah.
And these kids, he pointed out, he says, they're all going to expect everything comes with a snap of a finger. This is not good for society.
That's right.
Now, I never really thought about that till later on in life. That comment that he made, you talk about being far ahead. He saw it coming. My dad said the same thing about common sense. We were going to have to start legislating common sense because nobody's holding our kids' feet to the fire.
Right.
And you're seeing that with this moral values. I mean, think about sex. Not for sex's sake. If you really think about it in the bigger picture, the way God had envisioned sex for us, we have gone, society's gone out of our way to make it again, just like kissing was in the 70s. It's no big deal. It's something everybody does. There's no real connection. And that's all not true, is it?
It's so right. The phrase is, it's just sex, right?
Right.
And like, you're just having a good old time, and what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that, because it turns out that our minds are not geared to think of sex as it's just sex.
Right.
Maybe we want to believe that way, but it turns out both women and men infuse a lot more meaning into sex than they fool themselves about. And I have this whole chapter. It's really an awesome and very fun chapter about how women have done this when a man breaks up with them or cheats on them. Mm-hmm. And men have done this when a woman cheats on or breaks up with him. It's awful. I mean, no other thing in life is so meaningful.
Right.
You know, you drop an ice cream cone. Okay, they're not tremendous consequences of losing your ice cream cone, right?
Right.
But when you lose your man, you lose your woman. horrific things happen, like that the astronaut woman, Novak, who went across the country with the diapers. And, craziness, right? Men and women slash tires. Sometimes they kill each other because they're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about sex that evokes incredible things within us. And the reality is it's never just sex. Mm-hmm. You're lying to yourself if you think it's just sex, which leads me to a very important thing. So sex, you think about sex, the reason why it's so pleasurable, well, it's to procreate our species, right? It's necessary.
Right.
Okay, but listen. I like sex like the next guy, but I also like cappuccinos. I like risottos. I like mountain biking. You let me do any of those things, Joe, and I will do a lot for somebody else. You give me a great cappuccino, I can do a lot of things. And you don't need, on a scale of 1 to 10, why is sex a 30? It only needs to be an 8. To get, most men in the sack with a woman. So why 30? And everyone agrees. It's a 30. You would, and your wife would. We all agree. It's a 30. And when an astronaut comes back from space, for example, or does something amazing,
right?
What does he say? How was it, astronaut such and such? And he says, better than sex, man. Better than sex. Right?
That's right. You're right.
But we know. No, it wasn't. It wasn't really. Nah. I mean, he's trying to say it was really awesome.
Right. You're right.
But, I mean, there's a reason why he says that phrase better than sex. The question is, why?
Right.
And here it is, Joe. Because you ask most secular people, they have no idea. They just think, oh, it's necessary to perpetuate. No, not a good answer. The answer is, when there's true intimate sex, you are engaging in the act of creation.
Mm-hmm.
That is God's, you are a deputy for God's mission of creation. And you are seeing a spiritual opening and that's why people often feel, during intimate sex with their married, spouse,
right,
that they are experiencing an ecstasy, a spiritual ecstasy.
Yeah.
That's how powerful it is.
I would say it's the only time God allows you to be like him.
Yes.
Creating something.
Yes.
So anyhow.
And well, that's a great point you just made. And there's more on that when we get back.
I have them once in a while. Not often. Joe Messina, your host, here with Barack Lori. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
You know, this is a newer song, but it's newer, 80s. It reminds you of like the Soulful Strut type of thing from the 60s. Right?
I like it. I'm grooving. You can't stop me. You can't stop me, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Listen, some of you don't like the emails. I don't even like the emails because Google's really been playing a game, Gmail, with the emails. And some of you have sent me clips showing me it says that this site has been known to send spam. All right? So if you don't want to get noticed, we now use text messaging, and a lot of you seem to like that, and it gets through. So if you want me to text you when the show is going to start, you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And the app is finally working right. At least that's what you tell me. And so if you want to grab the app, you can go to the Apple Store, you go to the Google Store, whatever it is. You can get the show live. You can get the video live. You get prior shows. You can send me nasties right from the app. You can call the show right from the app. I try to make it brainless. Not that you guys are brainless, but, you know, I try to make it easy for you to press a button and get the show no matter where you're at. But here's the big deal. If you're in a city where it doesn't cover the show, it doesn't carry the show, you have to listen to your smartphone, that's ridiculous. I want you to pick up the phone, call the local radio station, ask for the station manager, say, why are you not carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? And if they don't give you the answer that I want, call me, and I will call them. And I do. And you guys, we picked up four or five stations this year because you people have gotten out there and made a difference. All right, so like I told you earlier, I'm not making a disclaimer, but I guess I am. If you got a young person in the car, you can drop them off at the corner and pick them up in a little bit, and because we're going to talk about the
right
of the
Rise of the Sex Machines,
Barack Lorry's new book, and again, you know, your first book, Atheism Kills. I got to tell you, not that I haven't had a chance to read this yet, but that was a great book.
Thank you.
And it still is a great book.
Thank you.
And when I talk to people about it, they always say, oh, you know, another book pounding on atheists. I said, no, he's not pounding on atheists in the book. He's giving you some real facts, real things to deal with that's going to cause you to think. And I'm tired of hearing about how religion has killed millions and millions and millions of people, but I never hear, or maybe people don't realize, how many people atheism has actually killed over the decades.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's the same thing here. This may sound, look, I plug my book every night, and I'm not trying to take time away from you, but you know, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, it's not a comic book. I just use all the labels the left gives us. So you don't have to be afraid of it. I'm not in there pounding on people. And it's the same thing here. Rise of the Sex Machines, where our orgasms to go culture is taking us, and who'll resist. You know, you're right when you say today, sex is, you know, hey, we're going to have lunch, we're going to have a little sex, we're going to go to the beach. You know, it's
that's exactly what's happening.
Outing.
It's a very weird thing. And it talks, the book talks about the values that we place on things.
Right.
So riddle me this, Batman. Okay. So, I mean,
you are old.
You have a mug in front of you. You're drinking from a mug right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. It cost you whatever. Let's say it's $8.
Yep.
Okay. Did it cost you? Is it worth $8 now? And then next Tuesday, is it going to be worth $608? And then the next week, it's going to be $1,000. And then it goes back to $4 and then $8. I mean, like a stock or something? No, of course not. It is what it is. And same thing with your car, same thing with your house. It more or less, it keeps a certain value. But when it comes to sex, we seem to think that it can fluctuate that value. It's just sex, people say, until they get married. And then they expect that their spouse and he or she will have this great intimate sex, and it'll be so meaningful. And if the spouse ever cheats on him or her, well, then that'll be a great breach of trust. But wait a minute, I thought it was just sex. So how is it that it was just sex before you got married, and now, you know, but, I mean, if I eat an ice cream cone before I get married, that's no big deal. It doesn't become greater after I get married. It's still just an ice cream cone. But the way they want to think of sex is really odd. And now I began to realize, Joe, why it is that people said, really refrain from having sex before you get married. We want to keep the sexual act very holy, very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do so if we keep it after marriage. If you just toy around with it before, well, then aren't you trivializing it?
Yeah.
And so that's where we are. Surprise. And so people are, you know, it is an orgasm to go culture. People have begun to think, well, you know, what's wrong with that, Barack? Why can't I have my orgasm? And well, here's why. Because if you just go through this process and you don't get married, you don't have children, and all you take care of is yourself, and you don't even think of a relationship, as it were, then what does that say for civilization at the end of the day? There's a great chapter I have. It's called All Transgendered Now, you know, based upon the Beatles song, All Together Now, right? All Transgendered Now. So isn't it interesting, Joe? You and I, we think very similarly. We think of things that other people are not thinking. And I bet you'll like this. There are, what, 57 plus genders. By the end of the show, there'll be another 20. But still, for now, this moment, 57.
You're a little behind. That's your average is 78.
Oh,
right,
okay. 78. So there's 78 genders, and they're all this. I'm pansgender with a twist of lemon. You know, I mean, I'm bisexual, but I only like rhinoceros. You know, yeah. What is it? I mean, it's so bizarre, but not one of them, Joe. Not one. They all focus on what turns that person on, what he's or she's attracted to, but it doesn't say anything, nothing about
a sense of obligation to somebody else.
Right.
There's no talk of commitment, no talk of relationship. In the old days, if you were, you would talk about your girlfriend that you're so excited about her, you would say, I want to do everything for her. And she would say, you know, I want to be his. You know, he completes me. She's my better half. Right? These are the phrases that we would use. I couldn't do it without you, honey. That sort of thing. And that's not in the language whatsoever.
No, not anymore.
So why wouldn't they just say, well, look, I'm going to the sex robot business. It doesn't have any of the dangers. You're not a toxic male anymore. And, of course, the disease issue that we talked about before. You don't have to worry about pregnancy. You're not hurting anyone. No one can accuse you of rape or harassment or any of those.
She never complains. I'm always great and wonderful.
That's right. Never complains. By the way, there's a surprise story in the beginning. It's a lot of fun. And it's a shocking ending. This book will have a shocking ending for you. But I love what you just said. And I taught all the benefits of robots, and I put that in air quotes again because I don't believe.
Right.
I mean, you and I will never, ever find ourselves with a sex robot.
I was creeped out when I saw it on the screen, for God's sake.
But here's, Joe, it's so weird. When I did my announcement of this book, and I did a little blurb saying Orgasm to Go Culture, where it's taking us. There's no misinterpreting what this book is about, right?
Right.
And the comments on it, mostly from men, are saying, I can't wait. I can't wait. And they mean it. And most of the men that you've talked to, and I encourage you, talk to them, you know, in the street. What do you think about sex robots? But if they're, and ask them if they're believers, okay, right. If they have any sort of connection to God or a church. And they'll say, I like the idea. I like it. You know, one famous athlete said, he called it the promised land. That's where we're going, my
wow.
friend. Yeah, so
all right.
The demand is wild.
Before we run out of time, though, right, I got to ask you something. When your wife came in the room and you're writing this book and you go, she goes, so what are you working on, honey? How'd that conversation go?
Well, you know, I tell, you know, it's very funny. I agree. But he's having fun, Joe. I got to tell you, he likes this. He likes putting me on the spot. And my face is a little red. I'll grant you that. No, but the truth is, I told her the truth. I told her, look, I mean, if anything, this book is now making me appreciate the beauty of sex and the beauty of marriage, because marriage is hard. And I now understand that without understanding the beauty of marriage and the hardship of marriage, that we will not have a civilization. And I ain't going to participate in the destruction of civilization.
Right.
I have 3 kids. I wish I had 6 kids. And I encourage everyone to have as many kids as they can. But we don't care about that anymore. They don't have a sense of their civilization. They're easy in and easy out. It's you know, they don't even believe in God. So they don't care about the past, and nor do they care about the future. And they think they're doing great things by not having a relationship, and certainly by not having kids. They think they're wonderful. They think they're doing great blessings for the planet. That's why we are where we are. So you asked me about my wife. She began to understand that I'm actually doing this as an ode to women.
Okay.
And an ode to relationships and to our civilization, and really to God. God wants us to be good to each other, and that means relationships. It implies relationships. We have to fight for it. Yep. But it's an intriguing book. Wait for the shocking ending, Joe. I think you'll like it.
No, it's and I got to you have to come back with to talk about this someday. It's when you talk about the relationship. You know, you look at relationships all around the world, and they're going to say, well, you know, divorces end up. I don't want to hear any of that, because really, when you work at it with the woman that God has for you, you know, things are wonderful. The kids, we all have issues. We all have our problems. But the reality is, I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
That's right.
This is the woman that God gave me. And we have a ball together. We have a good time. And
you're spiritually,
we know what the value
is. Yeah, you're spiritually fulfilled, and you're not lonely.
No.
Which is a huge issue today.
Yeah.
So they won't be lonely with sex robots, though.
No, especially if you have 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. Oh, man, there's a whole chapter on that
I've
one.
I've got to get you a Brock Lurie, Rise of the Sex Machine. You got to get this book, okay? And then you got to grab his other books, too. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not just saying it because he's sitting here. You got to get informed, people. Otherwise, you sound like them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot coming up. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Constitution. Do you know how to spell it?